podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who's back again.
Babble's back again. Yeah, tell your friends. Yeah.
Tell your friends. Brussels, tell your friends. Everybody else that listens to us, tell your friends. I know we've been getting...
down and that up.
We've been getting a bunch of different fucking states listening to us, and it gets me hyped up, and I feel like if we take it back a little bit, it'll excite them a little bit more every single episode that drops.
Yeah. We got one. Guess where the newest one's from?
Where's the newest one from?
Madagascar.
No way.
Like, I was like, what
are
the
you
fuck?
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'd go shake some ass in Madagascar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lemurs and shit. Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. It's Labor Day. We took, we took some time off. We apologize, but we've got so much shit going on.
Yeah, not only that, but I'm so excited to be back.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this. I just took a huge, like, kind of like reset, kind of like, you know.
Sabbatical?
Yeah, just like put my mind somewhere else.
Yeah.
And coming back, I was excited for two things, really. And one was not going back to my normal life. It was coming back to Basement Bar, Beers and Babble.
Yeah.
And the other was playing the fucking drums.
Yeah.
And I got to do two in 3 days. So I'm super excited, man. This is great. I feel really good to be back. So happy to see your beautiful face. Haven't seen you in a while.
I know. So. You've been out in the woods playing fucking Fred Bear.
Yeah. Except the sad thing is I didn't grow hair and I didn't grow a beard.
I know.
Which means the good thing happened.
The good thing happened. So, a lot of stuff has happened over the past couple of weeks. Things have been moving and grooving. But we're back and we're
cheers
excited.
To that.
Cheers. Absolutely. We want to apologize for the audio. We tried out the new setup and it sounded fine while we were doing it. And then when I went to edit, it was garbage.
I just went to dog shit.
Yeah. And I tried to make it the best I could, but I apologize. So we're back to holding our wieners.
Yep. Hey. And I'm okay with just holding something up to my mouth for an hour.
You know? Yeah. It's not bad.
It's fine.
It's not bad.
But it reminds me of Jizz Monsters. No, I'm just kidding.
Jacula.
And you'll be able to find those on our Patreon, actually, that you can purchase. And please go check out. It'd be fun.
Yeah, I got to put that shit on there.
Yeah, but the first episode has
the first episode
Jizz Monster.
Yeah. no guests this week. Holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Raj might wander down. I don't know.
I hope he does, man. He's been kind of AFK.
Well, he's been busy. He's been working hard, redid the whole fucking deck.
Well, he's basically making the whole property into a festival ground.
Yeah.
For Big Smeek Fest.
Smeek Fest.
Yeah, you guys are going to hear all about that, but me and Eddie will probably not remember, so we're just going to be like, it happened. It was great.
Yeah. Well, even Roger put up, he's like, hey, I'm going to run power over to this corner of the deck, and I think it'd be great if the CrossFaded Sports guys did a show live because we're going to be having the U of M game and the MSU game playing back-to-back.
Right.
And if they interview people and stuff, and Tony was like, bet, I'm fucking excited.
Really cool.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We might do a show. Maybe. Nice. We'll see how it goes. But
absolutely.
To at least have them out here doing a live, that'd be real neat.
Yeah. So check that out. That's going to be all over the 989 Network, and we'll be promoting it on our page, of course. And,
it'd
be fun.
So what the fuck has been happening?
Holy
where you been? What's going on?
Shit, man.
Paint me a picture.
Well, Eddie's known all about it, so I'll paint the people about it.
Take me on a magic carpet ride.
So, you know me. I'm Smeegs. I'm Spencer. I'm the other half of Basement Bars, Beers, and Babble. And
the third.
Oh, yeah, the third. I forget. Yeah. Roger's first, and then it's me and Eddie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm one of the trios and probably last place. But anyway, you know me. I like camping. I like going up north. Love going up north. So I went up north this weekend. And I made a big commitment. It was the first step to the end of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah, I proposed.
You got a tattoo? No.
Oh. No, I proposed. On my ass cheek.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. I proposed.
An M on each cheek.
Yep. No. Yeah, mom.
Or wow when you get drunk enough.
Oh. I didn't even think about that. You fall over. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it made me happy. Drank a lot of beer, drank a lot of champagne.
Nice.
Had a lot of great meals. Camping meals are the best. You know, it's just no shit.
Oh,
hey,
there he is.
Jesus Christ. I think first time he's been back since 7.5 weeks.
Man. It's been a couple months.
Yeah, I think the fucking your ass prints came out of that chair because it has, you've been gone so long. But yeah, right. If you guys all know that sound when we all cheer, it's Roger Schmiegel coming down to the basement bars.
Yeah.
You know? So that, no, but yeah, this weekend happened, man. It was really cool. I proposed right when I got there, and then after that, it was just party time. Trailer held up well in the rustic. I took the electric camper into the deep woods.
Yeah, that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, no, it really didn't.
You're like, oh, I got this fancy thing, and yep. I'm going to hook it up to nothing.
Yeah, but my buddy brought out his electric generator. So in the middle of the night, we kind of hooked it up to the trailer, and we had the LED lights on. We had the radio kick in, and we had a lot of people come up going, how the fuck? What are you doing? How are you doing? Because there was a dude with a fifth wheel that had no power, and he came up to me. He's like, how the fuck are you doing with that with no engine? No, there's no, there's nothing on. What are you doing? I was like, well, it's a thing called Jackery. You know, it's an electric electric generator thing that you power with solar panels, you know? And yeah, we were just kicking, man. The Jackery was really cool. It worked out, and it was just funny. Like, he was like, fuck, I want to stay for a bit. And we're like, fucking crack a bear. Like, what the fuck? You ain't got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
He was just like, it's just crazy. Like, you guys, I swear to God, you're the only ones with fucking light out here. And we were like, yeah, man, you know, what kind of color you want? I started switching. He's like, I'd fucking kill you. It was really cool. It was just really, it was
well,
really cool.
Well, we know cool. where all
the bugs were. Yeah. Well, no, actually, no, it actually worked really well. Just we didn't really get torn up too much. I went on a seven mile hike to a place called Lost Lake. It was really cool. Found a lake that people don't visit very often, and we found footprints and started freaking out about that.
Is that why it's called Lost Lake?
Yeah. Lost Lake.
Like lost.
Yeah. They were just like, holy shit, man, fucking can't find it anymore. You know? No, but it was really cool. It was a really good time. It was fantastic. I had a reset, and then the lady told me they were shutting down the electrical campsite on Tuesday, actually for the rest of the season. It's done for the year up there at Rifle River. And she was like, you guys leave Monday, because we had to make a reservation. So I told her about my engagement, and she's like, I'm going to let you in on a few secrets. She's like, we're shutting down everything on Tuesday. She's like, so the pump where you have to dump your shit afterwards, which sucks. That's the worst thing to do when you're camping.
Yep.
But you know what? I get it done. I got disposable gloves, and I'm really good at it. You know, make it like a less than 5-minute ordeal. She was like, that closes down, so Monday's going to be really
pump
busy.
Your dump, pump and dump.
So Monday, me and Rob woke up at like 7, started packing up. We're really good at packing up now, so we got hooked up and out of there in about 45 minutes. I roll up to the dump station. No one was there. Clean pull in, dump that shit, no pun intended, got the fuck home. It was amazing. And how dirty was my truck when I pulled up? That was fucking filthy, right?
Yeah, it was pretty dirty.
Went to Mister. Hit the 2 times through the drive-through, vacuumed out, hit that third and went home.
Dude,
the lady finally at the end was like, roll down your window. And I was like, what? And she's like, is there something we're missing? And I was like, have you seen my truck? I was like, it's getting cleaner, but it's not clean. And she's like, well, Christ sakes, we don't fucking wax it by hand. Like, it was like, you know, she just had that look on her like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, can you get the wheel wells though? And she's like, yeah. So they did that old firehouse thing where they write on your window.
Yeah.
They did that, and it was just like, wheel well, wrote the whole word. And I'm like, right now I'm worried about that not being wiped off, you know? Because they don't have the
do you
one
do
thing.
The membership thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, fuck, 20 you just times pay $20? Jesus.
No, I have the monthly, so I can go through as many times. And finally, the last time the dude really spent some time, like, we got it backed up to like 4 card lengths because he went around to each wheel well, power washed them all. And
she
I was
probably
like,
called him. I was like, I don't want this motherfucker coming through
shit.
Again.
Yeah.
Like, it was third fucking time in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're losing money on this guy.
Oh, yeah. And I vacuumed the hell out of my truck. But yeah, it was
take
great.
Mine down there tomorrow.
I know, right? Yeah. I need mine vacuumed out.
Yeah. I wish you could just like put that pass on somebody else's. Like, I wish it was just like a card. But no, it's just, it's an RFD tag on the front of your windshield that scans it every time. So you can't take those off, you know. Even with my Jeep, when I turned it in, I just left it and canceled the membership. Like, like it's just like, ah, fuck it, you know. Well, I didn't cancel it. I actually got transferred. But other than that, sorry, tangent. My weekend was fantastic. What has been happening with you there, Squidward?
A whole lot. There was, we had our company golf outing 2 weeks ago, which is my last call story.
And golf,
And will be my public apology to everybody I work with. And then work has been going really well. I've been running a bunch of line. Of course, when it's 90 fucking degrees out last week, I'm up in the ceiling. That was blast. But then I wrote a program last week that takes the voicemails when they come in and transcribes them and then sends out an email notification with the transcription of the voicemail and a copy of the audio file as well.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
Your brain's been moving at like 7,000 RPM, huh?
Yeah, today I was writing Ansible scripts to automate the installation and updates of like Linux and shit.
Ansible?
Ansible. It's a program on Linux that helps with automation, but you have to like write the code out, the YAML files and shit.
See, you do coding, and it blows my mind because when it gets up to that coding screen,
I do script kiddie stuff. I'm the very basic of coding.
But you still know how to do it. It's fucking wild.
Well, I'm old school. I handwrite notes.
I still do
that. Fuck that computer shit.
I have a notebook where I handwrite my notes.
And then you do it on the computer. Yeah, it's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Jesus, so work's been busy. Golf outing was crazy.
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
A whole lot of nothing. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It was, we hung out at the pool with Roger and Donna.
Oh, yeah, big Labor Day party.
Yeah, a few people came over. I haven't seen in a while, so that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
And then Sunday, went to church. It was their last outdoor one of the year.
Cool.
And I actually had my chair, my very fancy, nice chair that Roger and Donna got me for my
birthday.
Oh,
you rocker?
Yeah.
So you were rocking?
So I was like, hell yeah. Rocking, so I was the only one rocking. Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome. People were probably like, fuck, I had to get one of those.
Yeah. And then I was like,
everybody else was rolling.
Yep.
No.
And then
the graves, Jesus.
Huh? Wait, what?
What?
No, he was rocking. Everybody else was rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Like holy rollers.
Well, you can't have any rock without some roll, baby.
Yeah. And, Sunday, I was going to get more shit done with the basement and stuff. I cleaned our fucking water meters rusted, corroded out, and leaking.
Oh,
so I
got
to go to the city and be like, hey, bitch, replace this, please.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So I cleaned that up. Finally got a hose for my dehumidifier so it'll stay on all the time and got more of the basement cleared out and then sat for a day and a half. And just hung out with Tiffany. We just watched Connors. And we've been watching a lot of this Help, I Wrecked My House. Like
you were
demo
saying that,
dude. I get on spurts of like HGTV where I love watching fucking design and remodeling and all that stuff. All the stuff Roger knows how to do that I wish I knew how to do. So it's fun. It's peaceful. It's like when I was on that stint watching those concrete guys. There was like a month where I just every day to start my day I'd watch dudes just pour concrete, spread it out.
I like that.
I'm more on the kicking. I think it's a History Channel watching air disasters.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Watch Hindenburg. Plane crashes and shit. Yeah. Well, you know, we're going on a plane in a month.
Yeah.
Figure you'd spook yourself out.
Get Donna all nervous.
You know what I've been into right now?
Well, what about you, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. What you been doing? Well, I just wanted to say your guys' is calming shit, air disasters. Mine's Chernobyl. I like digging into that. But anyway.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, radiation and shit. It's crazy. Raj, what you been doing, man?
Working.
And don't you say nothing because it's a fuck ton.
Working. Got the deck done. Got the...
And this deck ain't no baby deck.
No, it's a 2,000 square foot fucking deck.
The deck is the size of my fucking house. 200 square foot bigger than my house.
Yeah.
Well, I just got to hang the lights now. I just got to put the posts up and hang the lights and I'll be done with it.
That's awesome.
And today was yard day.
Yeah.
So 4 hours cutting grass.
Hell yeah.
Crazy.
Hour and a half of trimming.
Couldn't even drive down the road to do my 2 hours either.
And then got all the weeds sprayed today. Got the pool vacuumed. All these dirty bastards were over the weekend.
Yeah, hey, it wasn't me. I was dirtier and I was up north.
To be fair, I didn't actually get in the pool.
We're up there with you celebrating on Thursday. Come down here to roll some smokes on Friday in the bar. And I see my Michigan State stool over there all busted the fuck. What the hell?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, the boys got something explaining to do.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They didn't say anything to me when they came over Saturday.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
So I'm gonna be asking.
So that's
them.
Even worse.
I'm going to be asking.
I could have said,
them.
Hey, man, we broke your stool. Okay.
Yeah.
But
ooh, someone,
yeah, I looked at him like,
you'll be getting a call tomorrow.
What the fuck is this?
You'll be getting a call tomorrow because I'm going to roast those fuckers. There's no excuse. There was no one here besides those fuckers.
Yeah, I don't know. Who.
John Mason and Dennis, if you're listening to this, you fuckers. You fucking destructive bitches.
You owe us a stool.
You son of a bitch. Yeah, go back to the 1970s to pick another one of them up. Yep. Fucking, that's so a priceless pool stool. What are you
started
doing?
Started with four, now I'm down to two.
Was the first one me?
No,
I was
I don't
too
even remember what the hell happened to the first one.
Yeah, it's probably
those are too small. I would never sit on them because that's exactly what would happen. I know better.
We're going to blame Dennis because he's a fact checker that still ain't here, that fucker. Those, no, just kidding.
Yeah, used those tailgating 35 years ago.
Man, that sucks. What the fuck are they doing? Ah, damn.
I don't know.
At least it wasn't your it's MSU like, fucking rocker. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. Yeah, somebody would have died.
Oh, man. So life's been good around the Acres, huh?
It will be when I'm fucking done.
Well, I
Jesus
tell you what,
Christ.
Me and Eddie were just talking about that. You're building the backyard for the festival grounds, man.
That's right.
Actually,
gotta
I did
make
get,
it look good.
I did get two commitments. No RSVP. They said, well, we still got RSVP. I was like, you better get on there, but I know who is for sure coming. I'm not going to say their names, but they're for sure coming.
Yeah.
More and than they live up where I was camping, so there you go.
Okay. What about their kids?
Yep.
Okay.
And then
and their kids.
Yep.
And I know their kids are.
Yeah, so the tripla, they're all coming.
But,
yeah.
And one of them was, never mind. This is after podcast talk. But yeah, super exciting. Fucking A. Good for you.
Yeah.
He
got all the wood cleaned up. Got all the weeds sprayed again. Yep. So hopefully those will fucking die and go away.
Yeah, fucking, so I was gearing up to go camping on Thursday. And The plan was to come over and cut wood at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had a lot of shit to do in the morning. I had to run, get the dog's nails cut. Don't give me flack, but yeah, I had to do that, and then I had to run on the other side. I did basically a tour of Bay City that morning, just to keep my mind off things. I had a lot of shit to do, and then I get to the Smeagol Acres, and Raj has so much wood cut up, and he's like, "Is this enough?" I'm like, "Christ!" And sure shit, it was, because on Sunday we had a rager of a fire, huge fire.
Did you burn it all, or did you give it away?
Nope, burned it all. Burned it. Well, fuck, come on, man. I was a little cold on Sunday, man.
Well, I just want
to give her hell, you know. I almost burned the tallest pine in DeVoe. So it was a shit ton of wood, and he's just sweating his ass off. I'm like, fuck, Dad, I'm sorry. And he's like, nope, we'll load it. And I was like, Jesus. So filled about half my truck with wood, and my bed's deep. It's 3 feet deep,
yeah.
You know, 3 feet thick. And so we loaded that beer up, and I was like, our beer up. We loaded that wood up. I got my trailer all set to go, and I'm like, shit, let me go buy you lunch. So he's like, all right. So we head downtown. We go to Beaver's just for a quick. I had napped. I couldn't eat with the shit. I was on the verge of throwing up because of what I was going to do later that day. And went to Beaver's, and he smashed the lumberjack that was on special.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Special. For
there you go.
$10.
Yeah, it was $10. Cheapest. And we had four beers. Well, two each. Cheapest Beaver's check I've ever received. It was like under $30. I was like,
whoa. Dang.
So I was like, well, this server's getting a hell of a dip.
Yeah, and, normally around 60,
yeah,
70.
Right, right. Yeah, so I made it right. I made it right what I normally pay because it was Beaver's pub. I was expecting it. And I was like, should we go get some Selly Stokes? And he's like, yeah. So we went to Timothy's. Want to tell him who was there?
Tim.
Yeah.
Timothy.
Timothy. Nice. With all of his fucking on a Thursday afternoon.
There you go.
Timothy had that bitch stacked up.
There's about 20 guys in there just sitting in all the recliners and couches, having a stogie inside.
Heck yeah. Sure, I haven't been in there in years.
Sure shit. So we're walking out. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You start. You say it. You say we walk in there. You say we walk in there.
Yeah, we walk in there, found some vanilla-flavored cigars.
Good ones.
Bought those, walking out. Tim turns around and goes, hey, how you doing? Thank you. Yeah. I'm like, pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Talked to Raj like he knew the feller. And I was like, fucking hey, Raj. How many times you been in here?
He's like, enough.
Enough. I was like, damn.
I don't think I've been in there since we went with Ryan one time.
Oh, wow. So it has been a while.
It's been a while.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's when I met him. The first time I went in there with Ryan.
Oh, no shit. So he did know you. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because
he didn't fucking blink an eye at me, but he saw Roger and he's like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
You
knew Ryan.
How you doing?
Yeah. So he fucking hit Roger with the, I know you, and fucking I passed like without nothing in the world. So I'm sitting at waiting at the door like a little fucking chimp. Like, I'm like, come on, Dad. You know, fucking let's go. Yeah, and it was a good time, though, you know? Got on the road. I backed up that trailer like a fucking champ, and you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even put it in drive. That whole driveway with that big-ass trailer. Backed it all the way up. I'm getting good on it.
Almost hit the bank of mailboxes, but
yeah. Yeah, no, he goes, go, and I'm like, Dad, I have to go forward or else I'm going to hit these mail. But he just checked back, and he's like, man, get on. I'm like, get out of my way.
Yeah, I had just fixed my mailbox.
I know. Yeah, I almost did. I was probably, 2 feet away from them sons of bitches?
That would have been
I was
great.
Close.
He's putting in the last screw, and then you just bang, and he's like, son of a.
Yeah.
I did that years ago to a guy.
Oh, no.
I want to hear it.
Right,
let's hear
it.
Fix
it. Yeah.
Well, you just put a post in, submitted a post. It was a composite post, so it wouldn't rust or deteriorate or anything, you know?
Yeah.
And this is way out in BFE. And I was working at Safety Clean at the time, and I was backing out of his driveway, backing out, and he's standing there, and poof. And it pulled up a little bit. I'm like, oh, fuck. And he's standing there like, really? Like 15 seconds, and you fucking. So how much was the post? So he told me. So I said, I'll send you a check. So I paid for it, you know. But
yeah,
he just put the fucker up.
Oh man.
Just mounted the box to the post.
At least he didn't get fucking mad about it. He was just like, "Are you serious?"
He kind of chuckled a little bit. He's like, "Really? 15 seconds?"
And where was this at? Heart of Saginaw or what?
Oh, no. It was way out in the thumb somewhere. BFE place. But
like Deckerville or something.
Well, yeah, where he's got to drive 50 fucking miles to get the next fucking post. Yeah.
Marlette.
Yeah, way out there. Way out there in Decker where the bad boys were.
Damn. That's
what was it now? How was his name? Timothy McVeigh?
McVeigh.
The bomber.
The bomber.
Yeah. He was staying there with two brothers or something, or his cousins or some shit.
Drove by that house many, many times.
Yeah.
And after that shit happened, I'm coming down the road, and I'm like, what the fuck? And there was just black SUVs everywhere. And I get like half a mile from my house, and they fucking stop me. I said, man, I got to go to that body shop that's a mile past this house.
Yeah.
What's in the, you know, and here I'm carrying everything to make a fucking bomb.
Right?
In the back of this truck.
Oh, no.
And they're like, are you sure? I said, yes. All right, we're following you. I said, that's fine.
Yeah.
They followed me all the way there. They stayed there till I was done and followed me all the way back.
I get it. That explosion in Oklahoma City was crazy.
Took out that. Oh, man.
Half the FBI building.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, I didn't even think about that till after they kept asking questions. I'm like, you know what? Everything in the back of this fucking truck could blow a fucking building up.
Oh yeah,
Jesus,
you mix it right. Yeah,
so
fucking out there breaking bad in the thumb.
right.
I wouldn't doubt it. Even the guy at the body shop was cracking up. He goes, "They actually let you by there?" He says, "Oh, they followed me." He looks out. He goes, "Oh shit, yep, a couple of SUVs with, you know, tinted windows that doesn't even look like you could see out of."
Yeah, just black. Just
sitting in the parking lot,
man,
waiting for me.
God,
that's awesome. Tiffany and I just watched a documentary on that.
Oh, really? The OKC bombing? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I dug into that myself a couple years back. That's creepy.
Yeah.
That's very creepy. I've been watching a lot of the fucking, like, serial killer tapes.
Yeah.
Those are nasty.
Yeah, Tiffany's watched those.
How they can, like, sit in there, and it's like, what are you thinking about killing people? Would you kill me? Yes. I hope you never get out. Me too. Like, it's like, fuck, dude. He's sitting there telling you that? You're sitting there talking to him as a normal human, and he's like, I want to kill you? Like, fuck that. No.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, get out of here. Don't bring that shit up, man.
Your Uncle Danny. I laughed my ass off one time. Went to Saginaw to one of their burger nights, and it was on Halloween. So he was dressed up, and he was, you know, taking the money like he normally does when you go in. And
at the KC there?
At the KC.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and I look at him, and I'm like, I had to figure it out. It took me about 10 or 15 seconds, and then I just busted out laughing. You're sitting there in a white T-shirt, and you know those little tiny boxes of cereal that you can buy? He had those all, like, taped to the shirt.
Okay.
And a knife in the middle.
Oh, he's a serial killer? That's great. That's creative. I like that.
Oh, it was funny.
It's cost effective.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what's back? We just watched episode one of season four of...
Well, season three of Shoresy?
No, season four of Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, I know. Me and Rob got to start watching that. I know.
Martin Short, Steve Martin,
Selena Gomez. What a trio.
Oh, it's so good.
Don't tell me anything about it.
What's it called?
Only Murders in the Building.
That's so they basically do a podcast. Wow.
It's like in stereo.
They yeah, out of both ears, huh?
Yeah.
They basically do a
podcast
in the middle of
trying
to
do it to him again.
Yeah. They basically make a podcast in the middle of the episode or like through the episodes, and it's called Only Murders in the Building because like murders only happen in their building.
People keep dying in their building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That have lived there, yeah, I guess, because season three.
And yet they stay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, which one is killing everybody?
But they investigate it. Well, it's a different one every time. It is. And then it, basically, you would love it, Dad, because you would probably get it first episode.
Is it a different person killing? Or is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I figured it would be a different person being killed.
Well, yeah, because they arrest them every time.
It is. It's kind of like if Martin Short and Steve Martin did Clue.
Oh, okay.
It's actually really good. I really, really enjoy it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel about Martin Short. I love that man.
Oh, yeah. They're both,
I love his man
awesome.
Just as much as he loved Dips.
Nathan Lane was in the first or second season, too.
Yeah.
Fucking love Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
Speaking of Short, if a midget tells a woman that her hair smells good.
Oh, no.
Is that sexual harassment?
Yes, it is. Because, you know, he's scratching the fupa, scratch and sniff, yep. Mm-hmm.
Scratching the fupa? What
the fuck? Fat under pussy area. Fupa. Oh, I got him.
Hey, speaking of beer.
You want one?
I'd have a beer, but I'd also have...
The beer.
The beer to eat.
Yep.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
All right. Beer of the week. It is... Turbo Putt IPA from Austin Brothers Beer Co. in Alpena, Michigan. A 6.5% ABV, 55 IBU. Cheers.
Cheers. It's a lot better than I was expecting it to be. That is a true IPA.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding?
It's light. It's frothy. Tastes I love like, it because it's a disc golf beer.
Yeah, it's a disc golf beer.
I saw that can
tastes
and
like
I was
a,
like...
Don't be mean.
Like the bottom of a putter.
No. Like a sweaty insole of a shoe.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Get that good fupa cheese. No, this is fantastic. I am going to give this.
I give it a negative one.
I give it a 4.5.
You must not have fucking taste buds.
I give it a four.
I burned them off when I was
you
in Nam.
You fucking kidding me? Yeah, that's good.
Thank you to Ideal Party Store, where all the fancy beers can be found.
It's like disc golf, you know? It starts out great.
And then sucks.
Finishes hard. No, it's good.
Hey, do you know they opened up a disc course in Bay City?
Yeah, a little putt-putt course over in Putts Park.
Putts Park.
Yeah.
Pootie Park.
It's a putt-putt course in Putts Park. A little nine-holer. Tony got his first ace ever.
He got two of them, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
On the 20-footer?
Yeah. Yep.
That was basically
it's basically a long putt, but it counted. It's like hemlock. It's a little bit smaller than hemlocks.
Really?
Yeah. Nice course. Hell yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Ideal. Yeah, Turbo Putt IPA.
Turbo Putt IPA.
So after...
Beer of the Week.
Now we have Beer Trivia! Yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Battle. Trivia.
All right, for beer trivia this
Love
week.
Beer trivia.
I'm going to give you 10 questions.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! We can like maybe fail.
All right. So this will be your competition. Let's see if you guys can.
So like 7 right wins or passes.
Well, we'll do what? All 10 just to get her. Oh, and actually, I do have an 11 tiebreaker if we need it. So, this is beer slogans.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got this.
Yeah. Name the beer for which the slogan is for. Okay. Number one, the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Old Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's best.
Wrong. Schlitz.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Dad. What the fuck? You
Schlitz
got this.
Schlitz is a fucking stroper. that's wrong.
Number two, Hooray Beer.
Wait, what?
Hooray Beer.
Oh, that sounds gay. Bud Light. I'm sorry.
Never heard that one.
Red Stripe.
Oh.
That's why.
Red Stripe.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. I take that back.
0-0. Okay. Number three, Miles Away from Ordinary.
Where the hell do you find it?
Miles Away from Ordinary. Miles Away from Heineken.
I have no clue.
Oh, I got it wrong anyway.
Corona.
Oh, it was one of them skunky ones.
All right. Number five, Always Smooth, Even When You're Not.
Guinness. No. No. No, it's not Guinness.
No clue.
Keystone.
Ah, Keystone is smooth. Yeah, I forgot about that.
All right. Still 0-0.
Yeah.
What are we on?
I thought I'd do good.
All right, here you go. Number six, Head for the Mountains.
Bush.
Coors.
Bush.
Damn it.
All right. Roger's on
the
board.
Head for the Mountain looking for a bush.
Yeah.
Beer. Yeah.
I'm about to put Bush Light on my thigh, too. That's crazy.
Number seven. The National Beer of Texas.
Lone Star.
Lone Star.
Is that even a fucking beer? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Raj 2, Spence Zip. Number eight, Lose the Carbs, Not the Beer.
Miller Lite.
Lose the Carbs, Not the Beer. Bud Light.
Mick Ultra.
Well, you guessed twice.
Well, he guessed first. I gave it another second because I was like, All right, 3-0. Number nine, Australian for beer. I know my terrible Australian accent. I apologize to our Australian listeners.
Australian for beer?
Australian for beer.
I can see the fucking can. I can't read the label.
Damn. It's the oil can, man.
I know.
The oil can?
Yeah, the big one.
I can't think of it.
Going once. Going twice.
Hams.
Foster's.
Yes.
Foster's. All right. 3-0. Finally, number 10, the champagne of beer.
That is
Miller High Life.
Yep. It is Miller High Life, but it's Miller.
Well, what did you fuck up? What did you say in the beginning?
I said Miller beers.
Miller High Life.
Yeah.
It is Miller High Life. Yeah. I said that
Miller
second.
Miller High Life. But. Yeah. Yep. All right, 4-0. Roger is our winner.
Oh, give me the tiebreaker. Give me the tiebreaker.
Still failed it.
Give me the tie. If winner takes all on this one.
All right.
Oh, it's okay.
Budweiser.
Schlitz.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Stay thirsty, my friends. Is Heineken? No.
No.
Stay thirsty.
Dos Equis.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Well, he gets a guess twice.
No, you guess twice on what. Listen, Dos Equis is the interesting man. Most interesting man in the world. Which also, John said that Dos Equis fucked up. Eddie's the most interesting man on earth because anytime you talk about a story, Eddie's like, "Yeah, fucking back in fucking 2005, I fucking did that." You know, it's crazy. He's like, "Yeah, I hiked up a mountain both ways, no snowshoes, fucking sock off." And Eddie's just like,
"Is that
oh,
how
yeah.
I sound? I'm sorry."
No, like not like that. Like someone will be telling a story and you just chime in. We're just like, "Yeah, I remember me and my friend Darbus or whatever. You fucking did that, you know?"
Yeah,
it's just funny.
Sorry, I don't mean to be that guy.
No, hey, God, no. It's just funny because John was just like, "Yeah, Dos Equis fucked up." Eddie's the most interesting man in the world. It was when we were at the boxing rink gig. And just every time we said something, you're just like, I fucking did that. And we're just like, God damn, you are fucking awesome, Eddie. Like, God damn. Oh, I'm glad you had another one because we're getting low. We only got the one more left.
Oh, shit.
So here you got school bus stories. And I'm very curious on what you have to say about that.
Well,
can we continue on with trivia and then we'll get to school bus stories?
Yeah, that was it.
Well, I know, but I have...
Oh, you have a trivia question. Now. Oh, shit.
So in the woods.
Dang, 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 dang.
So in the woods, I met a man named Cornelius Johnson. I know, sounds made up, but it's true.
Okay.
Isn't he the guy from Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer?
No, that's Cornelius something. But.
Johnson.
Mm. But this guy's name was actually Cornelius Johnson. And he had three trivia questions for me, and I'm going to ask them to you guys. Now, we'll do best two out of three here. Or
UConn Cornelius.
UConn Cornelius. So anybody that gets it right, yeah, okay. We'll get there. Anyway,
all right.
First question.
Okay.
What is the capital of Kentucky?
K. Lexington.
Nope.
K. Letter K. Kentucky.
No.
Capital. Oh, okay. Oh, no, no. It's Lewisburg.
No, it's not.
Lexington.
Nope. It's Frankfort.
Fuck. Oh, is it? Oh, yep. Fuck. See, I haven't done that in a long time.
What is
okay.
The second planet from the sun?
Mars.
Nope. Venus.
Yes. Eddie, one.
Fuck you.
Dad, nothing. The Civil War was one of the most famous wars that America has stepped foot on. If you give me one of the 4 years that we were involved, I'll give it to you.
1963 to 1966.
No, it was absolutely not 19.
Sorry, 1863 to 1866.
Well, you guys are both right. It is 1861 through 1865.
Five, damn.
So you guys gave me both 1 year. 19 is wild.
No, I meant 1860. I meant 18.
The Civil War in 1960s.
You know what I meant.
That was more like Vietnam, okay?
Yeah. Now, out of 100 people,
okay.
That were asked those three questions. How many got it right? And you have to get, if winner takes all, if you get it right on the dime.
Six.
23.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Six?
It was five.
Oh.
Damn. I got that. That was the only question I got right. I was like, five. And he was like, it was five. I was like, nice. Yes. Yeah. Cornelius Johnson. Wild man.
Yeah.
Hitting golf balls in the middle of the
Frankfort,
woods.
Frankfort, Kentucky. Son yeah. of a bitch.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
He was like, what's the capital of Kentucky?
I said, yeah, I know.
Fuck.
I know.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hayden got Venus
what'd
right.
What'd you say, 1861 to 1865?
Yes.
Civil War.
Yep.
I knew it was early mid-60s.
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? Jesus.
Fuck.
But, yeah, it's a good one.
That's good. I like that. We should do a trivia one of these times. We've only gone out to trivia together like twice.
I would love to do the office trivia. I'd be
I'd
be gang at that.
Yeah, we would do pretty well.
School bus stories. What do we got?
Yup.
I had to throw Cornelius Johnson's trivia questions out there. I'm sorry. He was a G. But
I like
anyway.
It. I like it. I don't know. I just didn't know if you guys had any funny or, you know, school bus stories or something. Like, for instance, when I was in grade school, like third grade, fourth grade. Actually, it would have been second or third grade. As you know from listening to this podcast, I have a gas problem and I toot a lot. And I farted so much on the bus back in the day that the bus driver legitimately kicked me the fuck off the bus.
No way.
With a pink slip and left me stranded.
That's awesome.
In the fucking wilderness of the thumb.
Damn.
And
damn.
Yep. Yeah.
You were that smelly,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it was funny. That bus driver's name was Fats. Like, that was what everybody called it, just Fats. Yep. I got a pink slip. I got a legitimate pink slip and got kicked off the bus for stinking so bad. Yep. Or one time I traded Danny Becker on Rest His Soul. Danny Becker, I traded him $5 for a piece of cheese because I was really hungry one day.
That's awesome.
I guess the worst I ever did on a school bus was me and like four other guys. We were stuck in traffic, so we mooned the guy next to us.
Yeah, we did that.
Stuck
we got 5-day suspension for that. Almost wasn't able to do the musical.
If our regular bus driver was on there, we probably would have too, but it was a sub and he was a guy and he was really cool.
Yeah.
This was in high school.
Yeah.
And we're talking. The guy, you know, he was yelling at somebody. And so we all just fucking stood up and mooned him, stuck my ass right on that fucking glass.
Yeah. Yeah, we did for a choir show. Yeah,
I think he could have saw my prostate. I was present.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you said you did that at a choir show?
Well, on the way to a choir like festival thing. Yeah. Yeah. And Mr. Vandenboom, because we got suspended, Kerbitz and I, for 5 days, and it was during the auditions for the musical. We were not allowed to step foot on grounds for 5 days. Mr. Vandenboom, Mr. Smith, had to go to the principal and be like, listen, bitch. He's got to be here. Like, they have to be here to audition. So, thanks to him, I got to come back for an hour audition, and then I had to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, man.
That's great. I love it. I pressed my ass so hard he could see my prostate.
Yeah. No, I
words to live by. Roger, the more you know. Bum, 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 bum.
See, I was never like a hard kid in school, but when I was younger, I took the bus.
I got arrested.
Never got arrested. Jesus Christ. I just got like detained for a little bit. But
temporarily detained. Sorry, anyway.
No, but I was younger. I was like third grade or something, and I had those wrestling action figures. I brought my Rey Mysterio to work. That was my work of art. Love Rey Mysterio. And some kid tried to take his helmet, like his little mask off. And I was like, no, no, no. And I got up and I shoved him down and I got kicked off the bus. And I don't know if it was mom or dad had to come pick me up from, it wasn't that far, but it was Varelin. So they didn't want me walking the country roads back home. Yeah, but they had to come and pick me up from there.
So
it pissed me off.
When I was,
fuck that kid. I still remember his face. I know his name, but
yeah,
it ain't worth it.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, still fuck him to this day. He's a piece of shit. Fucking probably a frat boy in his 14th year of fucking college. Fuck you.
Mm. Hey, I resemble that remark.
He probably went around during COVID trying to pull masks off.
Probably.
Fucker.
That fucking idiot. Yeah. That fucking piece of shit. That fucking cunt. Like,
right. So,
the mask bandit.
We, I went to school in like, in third grade.
Didn't we all?
Kindergarten, first, second, third, and Akron Fairgrove.
Jesus Christ.
And I think this is second, third grade. The around that same there? Time, yeah.
This yeah. was your second, third grade?
Yeah, yeah, second or third grade.
Oh, no, like, I was just kidding.
With the but third grade twitch.
I was, the buses would park, like they'd park back at the school when the every day was done or whatever. They parked back at the school, which was just on the edge of town. I fell asleep on the bus one time and woke the fuck up in that parking lot. Nobody around. Nobody's in the bus. Nothing. Just fucking nothing. Nobody thought to check the fucking bus or anything. I was just in there. So I like wandered out the bus. My mom at the time worked at the bar.
Yeah.
In town at Colleen's yeah. bar. And so I fucking just wandered like half a mile down there and went in and I was like, hey. And she's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, they left me.
No
this
shit.
This is my stop.
This is my stop, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was wild.
So you just chilled there for a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. I played darts and pool and stuff until she got out of work.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Fucking... That reminds me, I don't know why, but Rob was talking about Colin this weekend with our friends that we went up camping with.
Good things, I hope.
Oh my God, amazing kids. Okay. I didn't realize how much she actually loves that kid. She thinks she's a fucking sweetest thing. She was talking about Christmas Eve last year and how, or it was either last year or 2 years ago, I don't know, but she was like, no, my buddy was talking about some job he had to do and he has to go to houses to do them, like fix his drywall and stuff. And he had talked about how he met this kid and, you know, how he was, like, really sad for this kid or whatever and talked about the things that this kid did. And Robin, like, felt a connection for some reason to bring up your kid's name, Colin, and was like, oh, my God, no, because basically he was talking about how genius this kid was, but his, like, parents never gave him credit, you know, and Robin was like, no, listen, the smartest kid I ever have seen grow up is Colin.
Aww.
She actually thinks that your kid is a fucking genius.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, she just wants him to fucking, like, she's like, yeah, Colin's going to be something. He just doesn't know it yet. I was like, damn, actually.
He is really, really smart. He just applies it to the weird things like
but that's
video
cool.
games
no,
and
that's
Pokemon
smart.
And
that's
stuff.
He's still going to be something.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's growing with the culture that's growing right now.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that you guys actually appreciate and let him do, and he just doesn't know it yet. Like, he gets to play the old school games.
Yeah,
he gets to play that.
He gets
to watch anime. He gets to do that cool stuff, because if he was a normal kid, he'd probably be a piece of shit. But no, he's a cool
kid. I am very, very grateful that he's not with the wrong crowd, and he's like, he's working now on the weekends and stuff. And
what?
He's got a job at the meat counter at Valley's Meat
Market
in Pinconning. Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
It's weird to see that he's actually grown up, because I still think of like 12-year-old Colin, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like the guy's got a fucking pair of balls on him now, you know? Like he's up and running.
Yeah. But I got
soon
him.
Enough,
I got him
sitting right here.
Yeah, I know. I got him a Game Boy Advance and Fire Red for his birthday. So nice. He's been modding it.
Like, yep. Yeah.
He was like, I need the original Game Boy Advance so I can mod it to do this like fucked up shit. And
he's modding a Game Boy is fucking
I was like,
awesome.
All right.
What a G.
Well,
a G.
Like, he rewrote Minecraft, the Java version, so it can include Pokemon and stuff. And like, he created Minecraft with Pokemon.
Oh my God.
And like, fucked around with that shit for a while.
Oh my God.
Now he's just been on Fortnite.
This guy's going to be the new Ubisoft. Like, he's going to just create games and be like, yeah, I did that shit. You're welcome.
He's thought about it, yeah. Then he's also thought about being just a streamer and playing on YouTube, you know, or whatever.
Well, he can also do that, but if he takes his, like, game making seriously, there was a class I took in high school, actually, that we had to, for a final project, we created a video game. And it was very simple.
Yeah, we didn't have that fun shit. We learned Excel.
Yeah.
Like, it was my fucking programming class.
Yeah, it was programming. That's what it was. And we actually got to make a video game. And it was no better than Pong. Like, I think I made something that it was basically...
That's still really cool.
It was like Tron. It was like jump over the blocks.
Yeah.
And if it was like one or two and you could do like a double jump.
That's not Tron.
No, it wasn't Tron, but it was like, I don't know, like...
Like Qbert?
Yeah.
When I was in high school, Christ, we had to write a 48-step program just to add two numbers together.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, using BASIC and DOS.
Hey,
yeah.
I was told the most wild thing to me that a teacher ever told me was I would never be able to carry a calculator with me on a daily basis. And then you look at these and you're just like... Bitch,
be
like,
I can look up the answer.
Be like, not only do I have a calculator, I have the entirety of human knowledge at my fingertips.
You're
like,
not going to have a calculator everywhere you go.
That was good. My calculator's up here in my head anyway.
Well, I'm not that smart. I'm linguistically smart, but math stupid. What is it? What we were doing the other day? It was just simple shit. Where the fuck were we? Oh, we were playing cornhole. And Alex was on the other team and he's next to me. And the whole time I'm going, all right, that's five. And he's like, no, that's four. And I was like, fuck, you're right. The whole time, like, I could not fucking cornhole math. I was just like, I give up. Whatever you tell me is correct. I don't care anymore.
People are about to get fucking riggedy wrecked at cornhole.
I could not cornhole math. I don't know what was wrong with me.
Apparently, Derek thinks he's going to come in and
oh, yeah?
Whoever his partner is, they think they're going to take me and Raj. And it's almost hilarious how much he talks cash about this every day. He's like, you and Raj ready to get beat at cornhole? And I was like, do you want it? Like, I mean, you could be so butthurt, you're going to want to go home.
Just look at him and say, how thick is your wallet?
No shit. Well, he already wants to come down here and throw $5 in the ceiling. And I'm like, yeah, good luck, bud. You're cooked.
Cooked. Well, and I don't know if this is podcast or not, but is this going to be like off limits for the gig?
Only UFC.
What are you talking about?
For the fest. Like, is it kind of just an outdoor thing?
Yeah, hopefully, mostly, yeah.
Okay.
I thought we were only doing UFC down here.
Yeah.
But that'll be controlled by me.
Okay.
I'll be running the bar. You can be down here.
Well, because I didn't know if I had to, like, start fucking throwing bows if people are wandering down here or some shit.
Well,
like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
Anybody that's not welcome that's going to cause a problem,
there's a lot of expensive shit. I would not, like...
No, if me, you, or Dad aren't down here, I feel like it should be everybody out.
Somebody's got to be down here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, because we don't want that stupid shit happening.
Yeah, we don't want
that shit broken. Yeah, Dennis.
God damn it, Dennis. John and Mason, fucking all of them. They probably all stood on it.
Dennis!
Fucking damn it! God damn it! Fuck!
Look what I can do.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Oh, man.
Michael McDonald, look what I can do. Stewart.
Hey, pal. Yeah, use. Yeah, I see you looking at that Sports Illustrated for a little bit more than the swimsuits. If you do really like sports, I highly suggest checking out Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network. These boys are out there spitting all the facts about all the sports. So if you like sports and anything beyond that, and you like drinking and a little bit of that thing, then yeah, I highly suggest Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network.
All right, I want to put this in here. The game Friday night. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to stand on 10 toes with this one, baby. So anybody come at me, what are your fucking thoughts? Because you want to argue with me, I'll argue with you.
I don't want to argue. Okay. I just, first off, I forgot to pay the Hulu. And so I had to get a free trial of YouTube TV. And I was looking at their prices and I was like, fuck, this is like half the price of Hulu. And then the whole time it was terrible, terrible picture, terrible signal. They had me in like 480p, like it was 1995. Watching the game. Yeah, it was bad. But it should have gone better. I feel like the offense was not up to par. Defense was doing really, really well. But, yeah.
Raj.
I feel like it should have been better.
Run us down, and I'm going to give my final thoughts.
I think the defense played great. The offensive line played good. The running backs did a fairly decent job. Quarterback.
Garbage.
Needs to work.
Yeah.
Listen.
Too many... Hurried, rushed, try to make something happen plays.
Listen.
172 yards rushing. They could do a little better. and I think they will against Maryland coming up this Saturday, because I think he's going to work on his quarterback not throwing so much, trying to make things happen.
Yeah, it should have been.
Get him comfortable and not throw into coverage like he was.
Yeah, it should not have come out the gate just 2-0 in the first quarter. We should have done a bit more on that.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Was somebody just trying to call you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's the deal. I watched the game when I got home from camping because I wasn't able to watch it. And this is what I came up with. Defense, yes, looked great. Looked a lot better than I thought. Offense was okay, but this is the breakdown. Now, the running backs could do a hell of a lot better if our offensive line didn't just come out of the McDonald's drive-thru. Okay? They were playing lethargic. I do not think they gave Childs enough time, and Childs was playing out of his mind. He wasn't ready. He came out with an interview that he basically took all, what do you call that? When he was just like, it was my fault. Everything was my fault.
All responsibility.
All responsibility. He took it all. 30 seconds of him just saying, I don't want anybody to talk anybody about the team. The defense saved our game. The defense won the game.
They did.
They did. And he took our responsibility for it. Yes, he forced too much. He forced way too much. Yep. And he was playing out of his mind. Honestly, I think right now, I'm not going to say it's all on Jonathan Smith.
No.
I think the coach, you know, he's doing a hell of a lot better with this team. And I know this team is going to be something, and I guarantee they turn all sides over on Maryland game. I feel like we're going to win convincingly. Now, here's the deal I have.
We're an 8. No.
Is
eight
I
and
hate.
8.5 point underdog right now.
I hated the call of a long pass on first down. Now, one of our best seasons in the past 5 years was when we ran it with Kenneth Walker, and he took it in versus Northwestern for an 80-yard touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Off
that
the first
crazy.
Play of the game.
First play of the
That's
game.
Michigan fucking
State,
crazy.
Well, you know, Michigan State's notorious for coming out and doing run pass in the past.
But then you have.
But I love a run first down beginning of the season. You don't need to prove shit. Stop proving shit. Let Aiden Childs get comfortable. That kid's 18 fucking years old. Let him prove himself. He doesn't need to go out and fucking throw a 40-yard bomb. And Foster didn't need to bottle it.
What about the first play against Michigan years back? First play was a pass to Blair White and touchdown.
And that's fine.
At Michigan.
And that's fine. But I'm talking first play of the season. Yeah. I want first play of the season to be a run. Get Nathan Carter comfortable. That guy could be a Heisman candidate. You give him the holes that he can create. That kid is fast. That kid is elusive.
The other one?
Something. Number 15. Oh,
LSJ
he's good.
Or something.
He's good.
65-yard.
Yep.
Right up the,
well and you know what? And he had the first one, too, when he broke all those tackles and then called a whistle when he wasn't even done moving.
Yeah.
Stop
him.
That was not
off.
Forward progress. You know what forward progress should be? Is if you stop him and move him 3 yards back.
Yep.
That motherfucker never
he
stopped
was
moving.
Still churning.
Yep. He did a spin move, and they blew it. And if that drive didn't end up in a touchdown, I'd be ranting and raving right now. But it did. Aiden Childs ended up
running in.
That kid is going to be a good quarterback. Just give him time to cook.
That's what I mean. He was forcing too much.
Yeah, he was forcing too much. And you know what? They did very well covering our star wide receiver. Yeah. And they did very well covering our star tight end. Our tight end's 5 stars. That Velling guy is immaculate. He's one of the best tight ends in the country. But he couldn't get open because that defense was on him the whole entire time. Number 12.
I want to know your opinion, but I didn't care for that targeting call because he was going for his waist, and the dude slid, and he was already falling, aimed that way.
The commentator said he was doing hop slides.
He was, and there's been a lot of talk this week regarding how that quarterback does the late slides and the targeting. So I don't know if they're going to make any changes or if they're just going to start calling that quarterback out on it or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, listen here.
I mean, shit, we had, 4 targeting calls against us?
Yeah. So
only one of them was an ejection, two of them were ejections. But, that was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Know? Look at that. Even his helmet flew off.
His helmet was off half the fucking game.
Like, that's what I...
Down, man. Like, what
fucking,
is happening?
Yeah, his helmet... Fucking comes off every other fucking play. He's on the sideline and the fucking thing pops off. Christ. You know?
He did a lot of hop slides and a lot of late slides. I feel biased saying that, but even the commentators were saying, like, hey, like, these players don't have air brakes like Bugs Bunny. They can't redirect themselves.
Yeah,
they're
really.
They're not playing Melee out here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They can't tap, shot, you know? They can't be Marth, you know? It's like
when you're already midair, diving at his waist to tackle him, and then he slides and you hit him in the head or neck area.
And you know what?
That should not be against the defense.
You know that Mike Pereira guy or whatever? And I fucking can't stand him. Even he said, no, he was, I mean, when you're sliding and the guy's already in the air, you can't do nothing about that.
He didn't even want to comment on it.
Yeah, he was like, that's a bullshit targeting call. And he usually is a fucking dick. He's an asshole. He sucks. He's always the guy who's like, nope, throw him out. Yeah. No, this guy was just like, I don't know about it. Yep. Like, when a guy's, when you dive and then you slide, what do you expect him to do?
Yeah.
He can't just be like, oh, shit.
That was my reason. Yeah.
So the Malik Spencer was a bad call, but I'm so happy that Malik Spencer was lighthearted about it, and he at least went over to every defensive guy and was like, you got and this, just, brother. Like, because you can tell.
Then the guy goes in for him, fucking second play, and I intercept the ball.
Yeah. Like, it was awesome. Yeah. But that defense has a deep or a good depth on it. It's and that's one thing that I was really worried about this year was our defense.
Yeah.
Offensive line, like you said, I think they actually played the worst. I don't think they gave Charles this time. They, you know what? They did a hell of a lot better than last year. But I'm just saying, Jonathan Smith has a plan, and this first game they didn't play up to par. I feel like MSU is going to come out versus Maryland and show the nation, hey, we're not some fucking easy win for you guys.
Yep.
We're going to challenge. I'm not expecting a national championship this year. I'm expecting to be better than last year.
Yeah, and that's all we can hope for.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good.
So thanks. I'm glad you did bring that up.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. I know that was that.
You saw Michigan. They dropped five spots in the top 25.
At least
with
they
win.
Should. Yeah, with a win. So, Michigan.
That's what we've done all every fucking year. We get in the top 25, and we win and we drop. So
I was
now they
to
know
my
how
boss
it feels.
Caleb came over to came over to brag, and he got shit on. I mean, they have a Michigan, for the first time in 50 fucking years, have a tough schedule. They do have a tough schedule, and I figure, and they're going into their fifth game, they will be 2-2. Yeah. They have Texas next
week
they are going to get stomped.
If it wasn't for that pick six, they could have lost that game.
They could have lost that game, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
My thing is, Texas is going to stomp them, and then they have USC game four. They might be going into their fifth game 2-2.
Yeah. Very possible.
They might be going, you know, I'm not talking shit on Michigan. I'm just saying they have a very tough schedule, and Texas is a force to be fucking reckoned with.
Yeah.
Texas beat the shit out of their opponent. I mean, they ran it up. And then USC? USC?
Yeah.
That's going to be the best Big Ten team this year. Ohio State looks great, but USC is going to be fucking a force. Yeah. They beat LSU. They came back and beat LSU 27-20.
There you go.
Yeah. And then the one game that I'm scared of Michigan State playing next, or not next, it's actually, I think, fourth game or fifth game, Boston College. I watched the game last night, Boston College against Florida State. Ooh, Boston College looks tough. I don't know who that coach is there. He coached under Bill Belichick. That's a tough motherfucker. He's got Boston College looking good, and that's good for him, and that's good for Boston College. They haven't been a force for a while, and Boston College, give them credit. You know, they deserve to be up there, so
yeah.
I know college football, sports ball.
Sports ball.
And he's like, I know MSU. Yeah. But other than that.
Yeah.
College football's back, baby. That's all I got to say.
That was the whole thing. Yeah. College football's back.
Cheers to that.
And you know what also is back?
Last call.
About that time. The dang, 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 the dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol.
All right, I'm going to kick it off.
Hell yeah.
So we had our company golf outing a couple weeks ago. And it was a lot.
Was that at a golf course?
It was at Bay Valley.
Yeah, I know. I'm
just yeah. It was at.
Was it everybody or just your company?
Just our company, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like one of the sponsored ones that, you know, we go to. It was just employees only.
Nice.
But no, it was fun. Got there at 7:30 in the morning. I had breakfast beforehand. I was ready to go. Helped set up the player packs with Cindy and Ann, and Did the announcements, did the picture, and we rolled off. Shotgun started at 9 a.m., and we're playing all right, you know, and we're having a few beers, and things are going really, really well. And I think it was about the, like, 14th hole. I was like, man, I don't even have a shine yet. I've been drinking Busch Light all day, everything. So cart girl rolls around, got a fireball, and... before this happened, second hole. Sorry, I want to say this because I drink a lot, and this has never happened to me before. One of the girls, August, had given me a little shooter of 99 bananas, and I was like, oh, okay. So I took it, swallowed it, and it immediately ejected straight back out. My body was like, fuck no, this is poison. I don't know what you just gave me, but this is poison. We don't drink this. And I was just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, that was so bad. It was the worst thing I've ever drank. It was so bad.
99 bananas.
Yeah. That was awful. That was, yeah. So
if they would have put that 100th in there, it probably would have been good.
Yeah, probably. So now we're about 14th hole.
A lot of potassium.
Yeah. It's got antioxidants and shit. It's supposed to be good for you, but whatever. Yeah,
supposed to.
Yeah.
That's how it came out.
Yeah. Did some fireball, and then I had a couple two-hearteds, and we went 0 to 60 real fast.
That's what happens.
I started fading in and out of reality, and I don't remember a whole lot after the outing was done. I gave away prizes and did announcing, and I remember a little bit of it. Apparently, I did very well, and
it's good.
I got a lot of compliments, and I was like, oh, good, because I don't remember a lot of that. It was not good. And then we went to the bar, and we kept going, and like, I woke up, and I was like, who the fuck is this person? Who are these pictures? Like, what is going on here? And there's a guy I have to shout out, because I wrote it down, and I was like, what? Aaron Hulbert. Shout out to Aaron Hulbert.
Yeah.
He's actually a fan. He was at the bar, and he's like, oh, you're Basement Bar Beers and Babble? Where I was like, yeah, man. He's like, fuck, I love your show. I listen to you guys, this. I was that's like, awesome. No way. So
that's cool.
I'll throw his photo up on the...
Aaron.
Thanks,
we appreciate you, man.
So it starts weaning down, and Tiffany's like, what are you doing? Are you still there? What's going on? And I was like, come on out. You know, come on out. And so she ended up coming out, and it was just Tom Sensabaugh and I there at the end. And it was like 9 o'clock, and everybody's gone. We were there late last time. Everybody fucked off real early. And I was like, let's be spontaneous. Let's buy a room. Like, why not? Like, we never do anything. Like, let's get a room and just hang out. You know, we can go to the pool if you want or whatever. And she's like, I don't have anything. I went, neither do I. But we ended up staying the night and had some breakfast in the morning. And it was a lot of fun. But I do have to formally apologize to my coworkers. I think I whipped my nut out at somebody at some point. It was really, really bad. And I'm really, really sorry. And I have rethought my life choices and have slowed down since then. So I am sorry.
That's awesome. I'm glad the formal apology was made.
Yeah, for real. It was even people like who are like, you know, yeah, Eddie drinks like he's this, and they were like, you, that was bad. That was bad. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm very sorry. So yeah, hey. Spencer.
Fucking hey. That was a good last call.
Thank you.
Golf story. Jesus. Well, Saturday. No, Saturday this weekend was a lot of fun. I went up to the gas station near the rifle, and they charged me regular fucking convenience store prices. I really wanted to get hefty, so I bought a fifth Cap'n, 12 cans of Coke, $50. I was like, damn. Christ. Fucking, it's camping.
That's, so I brought it that's back worse in. Than 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I remember being in the Bahamas and went up to... The group we
well, wasn't one drink, dog.
Well, no. The group we were with, we were like, yeah, you know, because we had just gotten out of the fucking ocean where everybody flew off the fucking thing that we were being, you know, towed around on.
Yep.
So we all fucking drank salt water.
Yeah.
So we're all thirsty, so I go up there to get Coke. And, I mean, granted, this is 37 years ago.
We don't drink that. Okay. You snort it. There's a
difference. And no, so a fucking Cola. Can of Coke was $2.
Damn,
you get a rum and Coke for a buck.
Oh, what?
So I was like, fuck that! Give me six rum and Coke.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, really? Well,
fuck you! I ain't paying $2 for a can of Coke.
That's crazy.
A rum and Coke for a buck.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Oh. Come back and they're like, "Where's the Coke?" I said, "It's in here with the rum." Yeah. So you want
cheaper
a Coke?
That way.
Yeah, you want a Coke? Go ahead and buy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anyway, yeah, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. So I got some Cap'n and some Coke and went back to the campsite to start getting swifty. And you know, Rob went to bed a little early. She was like, I'm going to make it up late tonight. She lasted till about 10. So we decided to get a little hefty and then take a walk to Dayuse. Dayuse was beautiful. Went out there and no shit, saw the Northern Lights. And I'll send these to Eddie so he can put them up there. But where the fuck? There it is. It was gorgeous. I went to look at all the stars and everything like that. And yeah, just.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Night sky. Just.
Heck yeah.
Unbelievably lit up. And then we saw the Milky Way stem to stern.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's the picture right there. That's exactly where I proposed to Robin right there.
Aww.
So it was just. Right there was the Northern Lights a couple nights after. And I showed her, why the fuck didn't you wake me up? I said, you were tired. And I was hammered. I shit you not, I didn't wake up till 11 o'clock the next morning. I was fucking gone. And I wasn't like belligerent, but I couldn't walk in a straight line, I tell you that. There was like, I remember like hitting the water pump for a little bit for no reason. Like I was just like, yeah. I got that stream just flowing and took it and just right in the face. Felt $1 million. I was like, I can walk a mile. I'll walk a mile for every time I get drunk. You know that new song we got, you know? But, yeah, it was a good time. Got hammered on Saturday. Didn't wake up till 11 on Sunday. Started, you know, getting after it again. But, you know, it was honestly a really good day. It was a really good day. But Captain Coke, $50.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but fifth was gone by the time I woke up. So
attaboy.
So I had some fun.
Probably paid $40 just for the fucking Coke.
Yeah, no
right?
shit.
Yeah.
Yep, woke up, and I knew I did some damage, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you wake up and you know you did some damage to the stomach, you're like,
oh, yeah.
God damn it. Ah, that's tough, but...
It's like the other...
Rod, you got a last call?
It's like day before yesterday, ran down to get my lottery, figuring, shit, I'm going to get a pop. So I got a, you know, the tall...
The fountain
pop.
Yeah.
You get up there, and a $2 winner. On the lottery, cool, you know, okay, normally it costs me $24. I'm like, okay, so it's still going to be less than $24.
Yeah.
Get me a pop. It's $24.69. Like, how much is this fucking pop? Well, it's $2.69. I said, you're fucking kidding me. She was, well, yeah, we are like the highest everywhere. Like, $2.69 for a goddamn fountain pop? Are you nuts?
Yeah.
You buy 2 2-liters for that.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake. I was pissed.
Got
in the car, got in the truck, and I'm like, Donna, tell me never to get a fucking pop here again.
That's funny.
Well, it pissed me off.
Well, yeah.
So I know prices have gone up and shit, but really? $2.69 for a fucking fountain pop?
That's crazy.
I get a 64-ounce Slurpee for $1.70.
That's funny.
But anyway, I don't know. You're just talking about camping and shit. I don't know. I don't know if I ever told that camping story about Cedar Point camping.
Yeah, he did.
On the podcast.
About the dad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Sorry.
I've only been camping like 1.5 times. Why don't you tell about the story about fucking us getting loaded in fucking Indiana? You never told the Greg story.
Yeah, he did the spider?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never. We told that.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know. We're running out of shit. Mackinac Bridge?
Jeez.
Ooh.
Mackinac Bridge. Depends on which Mackinac Bridge there.
Well, I want to hear the other one.
There's a lot of them.
I don't want to hear the old fucking pants to the mouth one. I want to hear the other one. What's the other one?
When I was up there working in the UP and coming back, and they wouldn't let me, they pulled me over, the Waymaster pulled me over, and I was overweight on the truck. So I had to go pay a fucking hefty fine, and they wouldn't let me over the bridge. Because of the weight of the tanker truck. So I had to wait for one of our other guys from Saginaw to go all the way up to St. Ignace to put part of the load onto his truck.
Yeah.
So I could get back over. So meanwhile, I go over to the bridge authority, and I'm talking to them. And I was friends with the bridge authority and stuff, and they were doing a shift change and said, shit, we're heading over to the island. You want to go with us? And fuck, I got... A few hours, why not?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
So we went over to the island, went to the Mustang Lounge, got fucked up. Come back, and the guy that came up there, he was fucking big loser. Anyway, so he's waiting for me. He's like, Greg's been here for 2 fucking hours, man. Oh, shit, I've been over the bar drinking for 6. I don't give a fuck. So transferred, you know, transferred a couple thousand gallons onto his truck. And then he's like, yeah, they told me I could get a room here. What are you doing? I said, fuck that. I'm going back Saginaw. So fucking drove back. Drove that fucking tanker truck drunker than fuck.
Jesus.
But this thing only went 65 miles an hour anyway with my cruise control, which was a, was a broomstick stuck from the front of the seat under the gas pedal.
Jesus.
Just fucking wedge that thing in there and just go.
But, nice.
Yeah, my picture is actually, I don't know if it's still up in the Mustang or not, but I had to take a tap marker up there for a contest I won, which was a weekend up there for Donna and I, back when I worked at Max True. So, and it was when the Bud Light football tap markers just came out.
Yeah.
And the Mustang Lounge wanted one, so they sent me up there with it to take it there. So we went there for lunch, had lunch, and I just... You know, Donna had it in her purse. Got done eating lunch. I said, oh, yeah, I brought this tap marker. I said, you need me to put it on there for you? And they're like, yeah. So I stood behind the bar, put the tap marker on, and fucking bartended for like 2 hours. Just back there bartending. They took some pictures of me, and they had my picture up on the wall.
Aw.
But
damn. Nice.
Well, that's cool.
Back in the good old days.
Hell yeah.
Old
days.
Man, I had fun tonight.
This is a good old day.
Yeah. Good old day.
Yeah.
Good
thank
old
you,
timey day.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah,
thanks, Raj, for coming on down.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you vanished there for a bit. It's good to have you back.
I've been busy getting this fucking place ready for SmeekFest.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Okay.
But thank you to all of our listeners, to Madagascar and Brussels and Germany and Japan and France, Russia, everybody.
Aaron, yeah.
Aaron.
Lithuania.
I don't know if we have a Lithuania.
No,
you ought to start lifting.
Yeah.
Just throwing shit out there.
I know,
man.
Right? We have a Saudi Arabia listener.
Jamaica.
Yeah. But no, thank you guys so much. Thank you to Ideal Party Store. I want that kettle corn. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
If you enjoy this episode, then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.